Okay, so as Brian said, my name's Kristen Ray. I've been in the water industry for about 10 years, a little over 10 years. About the first 9 years, I worked in consulting, doing municipal water and wastewater system planning and design projects all over the Chicago area and in southeast Wisconsin. Now I work for the City of Evanston Utilities Department, and I do a lot of the same things I used to do, but more as an in-house engineer now, as opposed to an outside consultant. So I just figured I would talk about, some of the differences between the two from my point of view. I'm obviously still learning about the utility side. I've been with Evanston just under 2 years. But just, some of the differences I've noted up to this point, things I've enjoyed about making the switch, and, I'd be happy to answer any questions anybody has. So, like I said, I started off in consulting, which I think is an amazing environment in which to learn about the water industry. You get exposed to a wide variety of projects in a wide variety of places, within a specific region, all over the country, or maybe all over the world, depending on how large the company is. So, as compared to working for a municipal utility, unless, you're talking about a really large regional utility, I think consulting is a really good place to start out. To learn and being exposed to many different things in a shorter period of time. So I would recommend consulting to any engineering student as a really good first job in the water industry. Some things that I remember from my consulting days that have been, viewpoints that have kind of shifted now that I'm on the public side. I think there is this perception among consulting engineers that working as an in-house engineer for a water utility would be repetitive or boring. I now know that that is absolutely not the case. I mean, again, it probably depends on, the water utility you're working for, how big they are, what kind of things they're responsible for. But just taking Evanston, I mean, it's a community of 75,000 people, which isn't huge, but there's still a ton to do. Between our in-house capital projects, our major capital projects where we're working with consultants who are doing the design for us, responding to customer complaints and questions, responding to aldermanic requests for information for the council meetings. I also manage all of our IEPA loan and grant funding applications, working on the budget, working on the capital improvement plan. There's such a variety and such a wide range of things that I get to work on. I am absolutely never bored. It's not repetitive. It's really, really interesting, actually. I also think there's a perception that municipal utilities are poorly managed and/or subject to the whim of elected officials more so than you would experience on the consulting side. And in some cases, that is most definitely true. I know because I've worked for some communities that are like that, and it's just seems like utter chaos at a lot of times. But there's plenty of engineering firms that aren't well managed either. And so, you kind of have similar bureaucratic issues and similar management issues on both sides of the table. They're different, but the severity and how it impacts you, I really don't think is any different. And I'm happy to say where I work is managed by people who, have been in the water industry a long time. They really know what they're doing. They're great managers. And so, I don't think that the perception that, going to work for a utility is going to be, more poorly managed or, more chaotic. I don't think that that's accurate. Some things that I really love about working for a public utility, as compared to my experience in consulting, is that community outreach and the promotion of tap water and how it relates to public health is a part of my job. That's a big part of what we do here is reaching out to the community. We have a tap water campaign, a water conservation campaign, and I don't have to worry about working that around billable work. I mean, it's part of my job description, and I really, really enjoy it. So that's been a great thing about coming to work here. It's really rewarding to see how excited people get when they learn where their water comes from and how good it is for them. And it's really just, it's very exciting, and it's nice to make that connection with people. Let's see what else. I will say that as far as participation in AWWA activities or any sort of industry organization activities, it can be harder on the municipal side to get approval for big ticket things like going to the national conference. That can be a little harder, but as far as the routine, you know, state conferences and seminars and stuff like that, you know, they really encourage participation and continued learning, and so I've been able to stay just as involved in AWWA, if not more so, since I came to work here in Evanston. So, you know, to conclude, I feel like since I've come to work for a public utility, I feel a lot more connected to the water industry, more connected to the end users who are our direct customers. You know, I kind of felt during my career as a consultant that I was just kind of like a hired gun. And, you know, I'd finish the project and I would move on. And, you know, I had made connections with a lot of the, you know, municipalities that I was working for through AWWA, people I knew personally. And, you know, it was kind of hard to move on and, you know, and have to basically kind of forget about that project and pick up the next one. I like being able to see things through now from inception at the very, very beginning, you know, when the project is conceived of, all the way through design, construction, implementation, working out all the bugs, and, you know, the long-term use of it after that. I just really enjoy that, and, you know, I think it's been a lot of fun and a cool learning experience so far. So that's all I have to share. If there's any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Does anyone have questions? You guys are all shy.
This is Brian. You talked a little bit about just the cultural differences between the consulting side and private sector side. Did you have a feeling for what that was going to be like before you moved over? Or do you have a way to kind of gauge or a method for maybe avoiding the chaotic workplace?
Yeah, I definitely did have a gauge for that before I started. I had the good opportunity to know one of my three managers very well already through Illinois Section, Laura Biggs. She and I have been on the same committee for years and years now. I also knew Kevin Lucas a little more casually through the section, and Dave Stoneback, who's the director here, just a little bit. But, I mean, I had exposure to all three of them. You know, knew Laura very well, you know, well enough to, you know, talk to her candidly about, you know, how this place is run. And I talked to another former Illinois Section member, or I guess she's still a member, maybe Catherine Hurley, used to be very, very involved in Illinois Section. She now works for the city of Evanston as well. So I think that is definitely an important thing to do, to learn a little bit more about how the place is managed. Although I think that would apply to taking any new job, yeah, whether you're staying within consulting or the municipal side or switching between one or the other, because it can be very, very different, and it's worth it to investigate that before you make the leap.
And Kristen, this is Andrea. I like what you said about the municipal work not being what you expected, too. I have to just echo that same comment. Is, you know, I kind of took this job at Chicago thinking, well, we'll see how long this lasts till I get bored, and I have never had a bored day since. So definitely cannot be, can sometimes be surprising.
The thought of you being bored, Andrea, is laughable with all the stuff you guys have going on. So that's funny.
True. Anybody have questions? Anyone else have questions for Kristen? Otherwise, we'll wrap this up and also see if we have any volunteers for the next meeting.
No further questions on my end.
Okay, great. I will stop the recording.